Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man.
Well, we being recorded, but don't nobody know who we are and nothing like that, so we can talk and do as we damn well please, so to speak. You know.
I heard that. What time did you get through today?
Bobby said they're doing the southern slang word. They just want to know how we talk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got through at 4 o'clock.
You didn't do too bad, did you?
No, I had a good day, man. It was
a lot of them stops was little old bitty stops, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't even go to the base. I seen Billy Noah, he come to get his mail.
Yeah.
And I said, look, Billy, if you want these 2 packs of gum to go to the base, you're going to have to take them. He said, Well, now if you want them to go, you're going to have to take them because I ain't a-going. He said, well, just send them back in. I said, well, I'm sure going to send them back because I ain't taking them. $11.71 worth.
Yeah, and the time you got out there and they got back that deal,
you got to go by there and get checked in and all that, man. It took me an hour.
You sure would have took
or
you
longer.
Sure would have took you an hour. Ain't no doubt.
Then I had to go to Ridgeland Super F, $275. And I told him, I said, look, I'm probably going to hit Ridgeland Super F, which is your brother, around dinner time. And I said, he better not say one word about me coming out. He said, you just tell him that I told you to come. I said, well, if it's going to be any trouble, you need to call now, because that's about what time I'm going to hit him. It's dinner time. And sure enough, I hit him at 20 after 12.
Was he there?
No, he wasn't even there. There wasn't a soul in the store. I don't understand, about 12 to 1, no deliveries way out in the country like that.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know who comes there to eat dinner, do you?
Unless it's just, my ear was itching. Some of them out there in the country, that's about all I know. Ain't got no coach yet, have you?
No coach yet. I got her up today and kept her out there and looked at her rear hind, you know, and wasn't no blood or nothing. And I checked her bag again, and she does have milk, you know.
Yeah.
But I ain't got no coat yet. But she sure looks pregnant, man.
I heard that. She sure does. Well, get your bridle yet?
David's going to Houston tonight to a tax sale.
Yeah.
And he said that he'd probably just buy me one tomorrow, he said. Tonight.
That's good. I was looking
at it. He wanted me to go, but I told him, I said, man, they don't need me going to a tax sale. I said,
got to have money to buy.
Got to have money to go, you know. And I said, I sure ain't got no money because I want to get my shed started tomorrow, you know. And what little change I got, I'm going to spend on it, you know.
Yeah, what you
going to
have to buy, just some...
All I'm going to have to buy is about 4 or 5 2x4s, and that's it.
You going to put some... Chris Oak, what you going to put for, like, your corner post?
Cedar post.
Yeah.
My neighbor, Duck, you know Duck.
Yeah.
He got cedar posts down there about 20 foot long, and I'm going to get 4 of them. Which ain't got to be but 12 foot, because I'm going to go 10 foot on the high side and 8 foot on the low side.
Yeah.
So that'll give me 8 to 10 foot clearance, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought home Charles over at the hospital to give me, I got 13 pallets, and they're 4 foot wide. And that's what David used for his stalls.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put them pallets together, you know. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna stand them up.
Yeah.
And nail them together.
Mm-hmm.
Between my posts.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be my, you know. And they're oak, you know, they're hardwood.
Yeah.
So That's going to be my...
You going to make two stalls?
I'm just let it be one for now.
Yeah.
And later on, if I want, you know, I'll just go in between them. But I'm going to make just one stall right now. Just something I can get her up in, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what you going to use the pallets, what you going to do, like, for your, sort of like your sidings on
it? Yeah, well, they'll be 4 foot wide and 4 foot high. And it'll just be kind of like a gate around it, you know, a fence around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I decide later on, I can just wall it up, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
It'd be nice.
Come on out here with me. I got to go check my hamburgers.
All right, you got your phone with you?
Yeah, I got my phone
all
with
right.
me. I don't want my old lady to skin me if I let them burn.
Don't you burn them.
I don't burn.
Hamburgers. Bobby said, "Hell, you always cook something good."
They just old hamburgers. They big ones though.
He said, "But they big ones. They just old hamburgers." He said, "But they big ones."
What'd she say?
Said she didn't like them real big. She liked a little old bitty hamburger.
Man,
I like the way y'all make them, man.
About
a pound.
When I bite into one, I don't like to take, you know.
You don't want to bite a bread, do you?
Mm-mm. I want that meat, man.
That's me. Are you drinking a beer?
No, I ain't drinking no beer tonight. I'm just drinking Coca-Cola.
You drinking Coca-Cola, you said?
You?
Yeah.
What?
Beer.
I didn't go get no beer. Me and Dustin stayed out there. Ooh, man, y'all, that riding I done that horse yesterday, son. Wes, I'm going to have to, I'm going to need both hands here just a second.
Go ahead. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that riding, I done that horse of his. Of course, she wasn't, you know, wild or nothing like that, you know, but the other day she is, when he was on her, you know, he was a little bit scared of her, but today he got on her, man. I reckon that good riding I give her yesterday, you know, it kind of got some of the, you know, energy out of her, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the bug out of her, you know. Man, he rode her for about 45 minutes out there in the pasture, right by herself, you know. I was standing there with him, you know. She didn't give a bit of trouble, man.
Oh, she's a good horse, man. Ain't no doubt about it.
I rode both of them. I rode her.
You ride that filly?
Yeah, yesterday after you left, I rode her. Well, from the pasture there, you know, went up the road back, you know, like towards your highway, you know, turned there on a little dirt road that goes by Annals, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it goes all the way over to that other road that comes out by Salem, you know.
Yeah, you rode her all that far?
Yeah, I rode her all the way to the other road. I walked her and I short loped her, then I opened her up, you know. I never run her. Not all the way, I just let her run just for a second, you know. I didn't know, you know, I don't like to run her too much on gravel, you know.
I don't neither.
But it didn't hurt, you know, and then I had her sweating good, and I come back and I rolled her up on a ditch bank, man. She'll come to a ditch, she'll just jump right over it, you know. She ain't let, you know.
Man, my horse, Wayne, she'll jump any ditch she comes to, buddy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's good.
Yeah. And then I rode her back down there to the pasture, and then I rode her on past there, down there past that church, and I'd lope her, and then I'd bring her back, and I'd make her walk, and I'd make her stop, make her do just what I wanted to, man. I had her lathered up when I got her back, because, you know, it's about, I drove her probably about, it's probably a good mile. I rode her I probably rode her a good 4 or 5 miles, you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that's a good ride now.
Yeah, 3 or 4 or 5, you know. Then I took her back and I rubbed her down good, you know,
mm-hmm.
Turned her loose, and I got on that, I saddled that little filly up, Man, I ain't saying it cause she's mad. She gets better every time I ride. I just need another riding rig, you know, or somebody to ride with me, you know.
Yeah.
Cause
I'm gonna come down and ride with you.
I had to put that fitty up when cause I'm scared. She done cut herself one time running up and down that barbed wire fence, you know.
Yeah.
They cut themselves, not even realize it, you know.
Yeah, they get too close to the fence. That's what
I had
they
to
do.
Put her, but I didn't put the old mare up.
Did she try to follow too?
Well, she did right there at the end when I stopped. Long as I'd go down about past Tim's house and come back, she just stood up there eating, you know.
Yeah.
Grazing grass. But I stopped down there and cinched that saddle up, re-cinched my saddle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon she couldn't, I wasn't back quick enough, and she had to come down there and investigate. But I want to get them to where, you know, I don't have to put them up. I don't know if I may have to put them with some more horses or something. I don't know, because, you know, I don't want them jumping the fence. But I believe, you know, if I take them out, you know, one day and one another day, you know, and get them used to being away from one another, you know.
That's what I'd do. I'd ride one day and one the next.
But if I had somebody with me, you know, we could ride together and then, you know, take one of them, you know.
One go one way and
one
go
the
other.
Meet, you know, or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But what I was going to tell you, after I rode that old horse, I got on that filly and I rode her up and down the road. You know how I won't just trot just a little bit. I call it dog
trot. That rough
trot. Yeah.
I hate that trot, man. I made her
get in that short lope and then I rode her up and down the road two or three times and I'd stop her and then I'd walk her a little bit. I rode her for about 20 minutes there, and just that little bit of time, she figured out what I wanted. I'd be walking her, and I'd click to her, you know,
mm-hmm.
kick her a little bit, and she wouldn't go into that trot. She'd go right straight into that little short lope, you know.
That's a smooth ride. Now, I want to tell you something. That horse of David's, you can get him down into this one of the slowest short lopes I've ever seen. Now, old Taz.
Yeah.
Can you bring that down low, show enough, just about, you know, they're just about standing still.
That old mare, Wesley, she's learned, she's done it in the past. She's a little bit rusty, but, yeah, I had to use a bridle on her, but I can get her down to where she's almost.
Well, you have to use a bridle on Taz, you know.
Get her to single foot and almost, you know,
yeah.
That it caused. Well, that little young horse, he ain't learned that, you know.
Neil out here, she'll do that, but I had her doing it the other day. Had her down low, sure enough, you know. But I was bareback on her and
huh?
It do what?
She told me to check my burgers again. I'm going. Yeah, you know.
I was bareback on her and it's kind of rough. But if it'd been on the saddle, boy, it'd have been smooth. Sure
yeah,
enough.
I can make one. I can do that. I can get them to. She's done it before. She just ain't been rolled in. But in the past, she's been short loped and everything, because I'd get her down where she'd almost be putting both feet down, you know, at the same time. That's what Daddy calls single foot.
Single footing, yeah.
But
check your burgers.
Yeah, I'm checking them right now. Them boys is about ready. I want you to come down and ride. I sure want you to come down and ride with me some.
Yeah, I'm going to come.
Bring a little Nail with you.
Talked to David the other day, and he said that we get the horse trailer, and he said if mine was pregnant, that we load his up, and we come down there and ride with you. And of course, mine ain't pregnant, you know.
I want y'all to come. I'm trying to work on. Farmer will give it to me for going down yonder. I'm going to try to. I got that brand new muzzle loader. I ain't too much into muzzle loading. I'm going to try to sell it. If I can get $200 brand new,
yeah.
I'm going to buy me another saddle.
Yeah.
Outfit. Well, them burgers taste pretty good. But, I want you to come down, ride with me. But, yeah, that little old That little old filly, she gets better every time I ride her, man. I think she's going to be a good horse. Daddy come out, I took him out there and showed him to him today. He come up to the house.
And what do you think about him?
Oh, he liked them, man. He rubbed them and talked to them. Man, we stayed out there, I don't know, about an hour, hour and a half, you know, fooling
yeah.
with them, you know.
Daddy.
I rubbed them down, you know, and he got out there with me and rubbed them and everything. You know, he enjoyed that.
You reckon he could still ride one?
He could ride something like that old big mare, you know, or something that wouldn't.
Like that little mare of mine?
Yes, it wouldn't spin around with him too fast or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But like old Dustin, today he'd ride Westland. The other day, see that when you, that mare neck ring, you know how want to come around pretty fast, you know.
Yeah.
But I showed him, he's learning, you could just, it's just, well, I reckon it's just human nature. He come to him today how to, when she turned, how to just go with a horse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you do, you know, not be all stiff inside, but he got the right, and the good, he'd turn her, man, he'd click to her, and she'd come on around, you know, and he'd just move with the horse then, you know. I told him that if one gets to spinning or, you know, acting up, you know, kicking around, you know how I want to spin around a little bit when they're feeling good. I told him how to just, you know, I said, you just got to kind of move with the horse, you know.
That's right.
And he enjoyed that, man. She rode good with him. They didn't give a bit of trouble, you know, or nothing. She's so strong, I was just wondering if he is going to be able to handle her. Now, it might be a different story he gets out there on that road, you know.
Yeah.
Because she won't, you know, you have to kind of hold her back. But after I rode her yesterday hard when I got ready for her, she'd do just, I rode her hard. I'm talking about, you know, pretty hard, you know.
Well, that's the way mine was. You know, I really didn't ride her much till we got her back over to David, and she was ready to go, you know, and I rode her butt pretty hard, and then I got to where I could just drop her reins on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
Drop her reins on her neck and just let her walk.
Yeah.
She'd just walk,
and I
could tell her, whoa, and she'd stop.
If I'm out trail riding, I don't mind one, because I know if they've been up 3 or 4 days and they got a lot of energy, but I don't have to, you know, I don't want to have to just fight one all the time. You know, if I want her to walk, I want to be able to relax my hands. You
right,
know?
Not worry about letting
you know,
loose of her.
And she's taking off, you know.
And going to throw you out of the saddle,
oh,
you know.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know what I mean. But
and you know what, mine, I told you about, you know, she's been kind of hard to catch, you know, other than when I was feeding her.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you're feeding her, man, you walk right up to her. But I took a lead rope out there today and stuck it in my pocket, you know, and she was way on the backside of the pasture back over there, and I went back there and I took me an apple with me, and I walked right up to her.
Oh, yeah.
Out in the backside, you know, I let her see me cutting it, you know, and I guess they can smell it.
Oh, yeah, they can smell it. But,
I walked right up to her and put the lead rope around her, and I led her back to the feed trough, and Bobby petted her and walked along with me while I was doing it, you know, and I checked her. She still got milk in her bag, you know, and all that, and I looked at her feet, you know, and raised her back feet, and I had her tied, you know, and
yeah.
I was feeding her while I was doing it, and I just took the rope off of her. I just wanted to let her know I wasn't wasn't trying to do nothing to her, you know.
Yeah. Is David Wesley, is he got to work? Can he, of course, when I get it, I mean, you know, it costs $85 for my two horses. Is David, is he got to work? Does he know how to, of course, he's a carpenter. Does he know how to shoe one pretty good now?
Man, he shoes them pretty dadgum good, man.
I may get him to shoe mine.
And man, I mean, they look good to me now.
See what you do with it. You can't quit. If you ever quick one, man, you know, nail it in it quick.
Oh, yeah.
You had to put them nails in there, and you had to drive them at each one of them. you have to drive them at an angle, you know.
Right. He ain't never put one that quick now that I know of.
Yeah. And then you had to, I think that you had to break them nails off, you know. And
bend them back.
Bend them back, you know.
I watched him shoe. And the horse never flinched.
Yeah.
And if you put one to quick, you know dang gum well he'd flinch.
Yeah. But I may get him to shoe mine next time. Mine's been on there 5 months. But they all right right now. But I'm going to probably shoe them.
Patsy and David are good.
Patsy, my sister-in-law, and David, both, they good with animals. I ain't lying. We ain't, they know a lot about them, you know.
But,
I don't know nothing about them.
I don't know nothing about them either, but the more you fool with them, the better. That's all you got to do with that little horse, Wesley, is just fool with them, man. These horses, they ain't the same horses towards me they was 2 or 3 weeks ago. I can walk up. I got out with that lead rope today, me and Daddy did, and that little old filly, she come right on up there. Of course, I didn't ride her hard, but old sugar horse, she looked at me there. She's a little weary coming up there. I don't believe she wanted that hard, because we didn't ride her near about as hard today as I did yesterday.
Yeah.
I just made one little round there on her in the pasture to make sure she's going, you know, because, you know, Dustin ain't never rode. I don't want to put him on no big old horse like that, you know, with her. She wants to take off with him, you know.
Yeah.
But she looked at me when I got out of that lead rope. She never did run, but I had to walk out the pasture and get her.
Yeah, well, I'd hide it from him.
I don't hide it from too much. But
I had that lead rope stuck in my pocket. You know.
Yeah.
Horse see you walking up with a bridle, man, they may not come to you, you know.
Yeah. All the time Dustin was riding that, I didn't put that little filly up. Man, she is right there. I was watching Dustin. When he'd make that big horse stop, I'd rub her. That little old horse, that little filly, she'd have to come by and just nose me, man. She wants me to have my hands on her too, you know.
Oh yeah.
She followed me all around in that pasture out there while I was watching Dustin, but. Yeah, I'm enjoying my horses. I forgot how much fun it was, you know.
Man, yeah, they are fun.
As long as they don't get sick on me or something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's a chance you take with any kind of livestock, you know.
Yeah. If it's living, you know, it's always a chance it'll be sick.
Yeah, or die on you or something
like
that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about my horse dying, though. No.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying them.
Like David now. You know, he's had all them calves to die on him, and old Sugar died on him. I asked him one day, I said, well, old man, what would you do if one of these other horses died on him? He said, old man, if one of them died on me, he said, I'd just have to go out of business. David.
Oh, you're right. I couldn't handle one of them dying on me. Got a little bit too much money in them, right?
You're going right, man.
But, shoot, I can't even think of it. Oh, Ernest Hill over here, one boy that runs a Texaco over, I want to give me the bits and everything, you know.
Yeah.
He said a horse, he said he's whatever you make out of him. He said he bought a little old buckskin from a woman, you know, a year or two ago, and said he'd give her $1,500 for him. So he's a pretty good looking horse, but he had never. You know, he's just a horse, you know. Just never had done nothing, you know. Been roped off of and nothing. He took him up our tiny herds. They rope. And he fooled with that horse and made a roping horse out of him, you know.
Yeah.
And he told me and Debbie, he said he turned down $5,000 for him.
Must have been a thoroughbred.
Not a buckskin.
It's registered, though, wasn't it?
I don't know if it's registered or not. That's what I say. A horse is what you can take a horse. If he'll run barrels or rope or a good roping horse.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, he didn't give a 15. He just give $1,500 for him, you know.
Yeah.
And he gave it to a woman wanting to get rid of him. He said he had never, you know, been nothing but done nothing with but roads, you know.
Yeah.
And he started roping off of him, made a healing horse out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he turned down $5,000 for him.
Good gracious.
But
y'all gonna ride tomorrow?
Yeah, we gonna ride. I gotta move. I was planning on cutting my yard today, but Daddy come, and I got to do a little work around my yard here. Rake up.
Mine ain't quite ready to cut yet.
Well, mine's got some of that old weeds, you know.
Yeah, well, mine got green onions shooting up in it,
yeah.
You know, scallions or whatever you want to call
it. I'm just going to run over some spots of it. I got some leaves I raked up here a month or so ago, and I was going to sweep them on out to the road out there, but I think now, since I'm cutting, I'm just going to take my rake and just scatter them about and mow over them, you know.
You can cut it off if you want to.
Yeah.
Just, my yard's getting looking kind of rough. I'm going to do that. Now we're going to turkey hunt in the morning for a little while.
Season open in the morning?
Yeah.
I thought it did.
Yeah, it opens in the morning. And then me and old Dust, probably Debbie too, we'll probably go out there tomorrow evening, ride both of them.
Yeah. In the morning. Well, I'm going to work on my around here. I got my shed moved.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Maybe I'll try to. I need to move it about another good foot. I stopped him too quick, but the tractor was marring down, you know.
Yeah.
And I stopped him too quick, and we didn't, you know, and we were right on top of my field line, and it was wet at the time, and I didn't want to dig no big ruts out there in my backyard, and so I stopped him. But I may get that tractor back down here tomorrow evening and try to move that shed about one more foot before I level it.
Oh.
And then I'm going to try to level it.
Yeah. Huh? It beat one time.
Our 30 minutes is just about up. No, but I've been looking at the clock. It'll tell me when our time's up.
Oh, okay.
But we need to, if we don't stay on the full length.
You'll have to pay for it.
Yeah. It'll tell us. I don't know. Could you hear that talking a while ago?
Yeah.
Oh, you could? Oh, okay.
Could you?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, I could hear it.
But I got to stay on the 30 minutes, don't it, you know.
That's all right. Yeah.
It won't be worth the while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to just pedal around out here and work on that stuff and probably ride my horse and try to get Alicia on it.
And you need to get her on that little horse, man. That horse ain't going to hurt her.
I'm going to go get her saddle tomorrow. Well, at least Bobby's going to go get it for me. Patsy's boyfriend got a little old saddle. It's a little, you know, it's a small saddle. But, you know, it'll work on a big horse, too, you know.
Yeah.
But it's for a small child, but it'll, you know, you can put them on any size horse, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get that saddle for her so she, you know, I can lead her around with on it, you know, and everything. And then Patsy was going to a auction tonight. I told her she run across something, you know, Patsy knows saddles, and she used to raise horses. And I told her she run across a saddle, she could get pretty cheap to, if she thought it was worth it to go on and get it for me, you know. But I don't even know if they have no saddles there. It ain't a tax sale, you know. It's just an auction, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's what this saddle I got. It's a full-grown, it's full-size saddle, but it's not big as a lot of.
Wayne, this one I'm talking about is probably a Shetland pony saddle.
Yeah. This is a barrel racing saddle. It's just made to fit you tight, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's made making sharp turns.